Now, last week, Margaret, here we're looking at coaching with some amazing steam and horse-driven coaches of huge size, of huge proportions. But this week, you're looking at the beginnings of the motor car age, is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah, slightly, returning to slightly smaller vehicle
right.
this time. But I think what a lot of people don't realise who live in Essex is that we were in the forefront here in Essex of experimentation with motor cars.
Right.
And this goes back to 1892 to a gentleman called Frederick Bremer, B-R-E-M-E-R. Right. Now, Mr. Bremer was a plumber by trade, and he had a shed at the back of his house in Connell Road, Walthamstow. Walthamstow, of course, at this time was in Essex. And Mr. Bremer decided that he wanted to produce a vehicle that could go on public roads with a petrol-driven engine.
Right.
And in 1892, he constructed a motor vehicle. He worked on it for a couple of years, sort of refining it. And in 1894, he claims, and this is a claim that he made that doesn't seem to have really been substantiated by anybody else, that he'd driven the vehicle on public roads around Walthamstow. And this is interesting because it was 2 years before the Act of Parliament that removed restrictions on propelled vehicles being allowed on public roads. So, strictly speaking, I think Mr. Bremer was breaking the law here, but never mind. He apparently did it. And certainly he's credited with being the first person in Essex to have constructed a petrol-driven vehicle that went on a public road. And in 1912, Motor Magazine actually credited him with being one of the first, they didn't say the first, but one of the first people in the country to construct their own propelled vehicle and run it on a public road. It's interesting that Bremer didn't go on to build other motor cars, but he actually turned his attention after this to setting up his own engineering company. So he switches from being a plumber to starting his own engineering company. And he concentrates his efforts on that. But he still kept the original vehicle. And when he died in 1941, the motor car that Bremer built in 1892 was gifted to the Vestry House Museum in Walthamstow, where you can still see the vehicle to this day.
Well, well, well. Okay. Thank you very much indeed. And where are you off to next week then?
Next week, I'm off to look at the Essex agricultural strike of 1914.
Right. Thank you.